Today on Real Life Radio.
The Bible says that what's come to you, you can stand up and greet this fiery trial because God is in the details to the nth degree. Somebody say amen. It's not an accident. He loves you. He's not going to have an accident in your life. He knows exactly what is happening and what shall happen. And he's at work in your life, no matter what it is.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. What if 2026 wasn't about doing more, but about knowing God more? This January, we're featuring one of the most powerful and timeless books on Christian faith, Knowing God, written by J.I. Packer. Now, this classic has helped millions of believers move from knowing about God to actually knowing God personally. With deep biblical insight and heart-centered focus, Packer invites you to explore God's character, His love, and what it really means to walk with Him. It's not a quick read, it's a life-changing one. Start your year with truth that will reshape your mind, strengthen your heart, and deepen your faith.
Friend, this is a great book to get and take time to read it. Maybe read a page or two a day. Contemplate it. Think about it. But friends, get a copy for yourself, Knowing God by J.I. Packer. I promise you, it affected my life. It'll do the same for you.
That's Knowing God by J.I. Packer. Get your copy for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack in his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, as he continues his series Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. Now, the Apostle Peter, of course, was a disciple of Jesus Christ who later on became the leader of the first church. Peter understood the times they were in. Christians were under the constant threat of persecution. But Peter also understood how big our God really is, and he knew in his heart that the Lord would take care of them. We do live in an amazing time. Peter warns us that we will suffer hardship, sickness, even persecution. But the most important question a Christian can ask himself today is, when our day of departure from this world comes, are we ready? So today on day 3 of this message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that there is no other way to experience Christ on a close personal level than to also experience His sufferings. But when we're hurting, we can also take comfort knowing that He is right there with us. And now, from his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
When you don't trust God, someone's got to be trusted. And what fills that gap? Me, myself, and I, the great trinity of Jack. I'll take care of it. I'll consult with myself. We've got the answer. This is what we're going to do. And God's not in it. When you turn to Him, He'll answer. And there's appointments. When it looks like an invader's coming into your life, all these things from the outside. No, just know this. And to me, you guys, I got to tell you, this next verse excites me so much. I want to just, what's the word? Ruminate, marinate. I want to stew. I want to soak in this. And I hope you do too. Are you ready? Are you guys okay? You're so quiet. Okay, here we go. Verse 13, get your pen ready. God has His appointments. It says, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings. Look carefully. Look. See the word rejoice? Circle it. See the word extent? Circle that. See the word partake? Circle that. And do you see the word sufferings? Circle that. Why? This statement's the key. The Christian who almost sees his very existence as an accident, nerve-wracked, worried, terrified about what tomorrow might bring, is not understanding that simple sentence, but I pray from this moment forward, your life will be changed forever. Are you ready? Number one, rejoice. The word means to be glad at what you see or what you hear. Listen, the context is not good news. Say, okay, Jack, this is nuts. Just hang on. to be glad at what you see or hear, to greet with gladness, to jump up with joy at the opportunity to say hello or to welcome it or them, whatever it may be. Number one, rejoice. See, are you kidding me? A fiery trial? That's right. God says, listen, God says, when you realize it's a fiery trial, get up and rejoice by greeting it. This flies in the face of our emotions right now. Tomorrow, if the boss says, you're fired, stand up and receive it. This, say, tell the boss, hey, thanks for the opportunity. See you later. Don't say, I'm going to sue. You know what? That's it. Wrongful termination. You're just kicking against God now. Say, thanks for the opportunity for having me here. Okay, I'll clean out my desk. What are you doing? You're jumping up, understanding God's got this. I'm a Christian. I love him. Don't understand everything, but I've committed my ways to the Lord. And the Bible says right here in fiery trials to start this way by rejoicing. That is getting up, understanding it. This is a fiery trial. He's not even asking you to lay out the schematics of it. He says, greet it. This is the exact opposite of what you and I feel. When the fiery trial hits, you know what you and I do? We're tempted to turn and run. And this is how it sounds. Why is this happening to me, God? You're like, I thought I was a Christian. I thought you loved me. I thought you're good. No, the Bible says stand up and welcome it because it's coming from the hand of God. That takes faith. That takes trust in him. He loves you, beloved. Second thing, extent. To the extent, this is awesome. I'm getting so excited about this. Do you know how to spell the word nth? I didn't even know it was a word. I've used the word. Have you ever heard the word in this sentence? It was done to the nth degree. It's N-T-H. I had to look it up. So why are you telling us this? See the word extent? It means that God is on the situation to the nth degree. We would say God is on it to the 10 to the 28th power. We would say that God is on it to like nanoseconds. In other words, he's on it. The Bible says that what's come to you, you can stand up and greet this fiery trial because God is in the details to the nth degree. Somebody say amen. It's not an accident. He loves you. He's not going to have an accident in your life. He knows exactly what is happening and what shall happen. And he's at work in your life, no matter what it is, no matter what the doctor says, no matter what happens at the intersection, God is in it. We don't understand it. We can't see it. I don't need to. God says, I've got this, Jack, to the nth degree. Will you trust me in this thing? And that's a challenge for all of us. You jump up. Now you're starting to see that there's a little bit more bones and muscle to this jumping up and greeting this fiery trial. Is that God is on it. He's engineered the situation to the nth degree. And then it says partake. That we partake of Christ's sufferings. Partake is that familiar Greek word koinonia. We are under the same roof. We are in the same family. We are tight with one another. The closeness. Partake. The closeness of Christ's sufferings. This is the life of the Christian. My dear friend, because you're going through rough times, doesn't mean that God has abandoned you. It means he's doing a work in you. Do you know he's preparing you for heaven? He's preparing you for tomorrow. He's preparing you for next month. You either understand that and grow and become stronger in your faith, or you lose all hope and you go back into the world. And you prove yourself to have been never a true believer in the first place. In a moment of panic, you can run as a true believer. God will get you. You are his beloved. He'll go after you. But to partake or to share of the sufferings of Jesus Christ. Did you know the Bible said that? Did you know the Bible said it's a good thing for you and I in this world? Because listen, there is no other way for you and I to experience the close person of Jesus without suffering. There's no other way. There's no shortcut. Now that ought to empty this church out for next week. Think of it. You know, listen, my flesh right now is saying that it would be much easier to say other things to you right now. And yet the Bible says all those who live godly are going to suffer. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm glad the Bible tells me this, because now that I suffer, I have hope in my suffering because the Bible told me this. Well, I'm not in the dark. You're not in the dark. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 15, Romans 8, 15, he says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear." Oh my goodness. Now that you're a Christian, you're not chained to fear anymore. You don't need to be afraid anymore. You don't need to be fearful anymore. God doesn't save you to send you back to that grip of fear. But you receive the spirit of adoption, by which we cry, "Abba, Father." And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You have an internal witness that you belong to him. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Listen to what Paul said. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." He's talking about heaven. We're living with a purpose. Philippians 3:10 says that I may know him. In a time of suffering, Paul says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Paul, why do you say that? Being conformed to his death. That is freedom, by the way. The Bible's referring here to the freedom. Jesus, the moment he died, was set free from the pain of this world. We want the power of God in our life. How does that come? Suffering with Jesus. My dear friends, cheer up. God will not allow you to suffer something that you are not in Christ Jesus, not able to bear. That's a promise he gives. All the while, it's so beautiful to think. He's worked the work at the cross. The Bible says he's finished. Remember, he died for your sins. It's done. I told you last time, he shouted "Tetelestai," finished. All your sin debt paid for, done deal. No more sin for the believer. All done, taken care of. So then you see, why the trials? Why the fiery trials and difficulty? Because of practical sanctification here on earth. Practical sanctification here on earth that translates into a deposit in eternity. Say, what do you mean by that? Listen to this. When he announces to us that he has finished his work, in fact, look at verse 13, faith in God's finished work. It says here that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So what is this? It's twofold, and we're almost done. Number one, in suffering comes a revelation of who Jesus Christ is and his nearness that you can't get anywhere else. Friends, listen, do not say a word. I'm going to ask you a question. How close do you want to get to Jesus? Until you see him there, some people might say, "I love God, but I don't want to get that close. I'll wait till then." I understand the emotion. But listen, his glory in suffering, when you go through it, is so present and tangible and real that it's so incredibly redeeming that the issue is no longer the problem. The issue proves to you to be the very thing that opened a door for you to know God more. So it works this way. The finished work of Christ is the sanctification that in this life now, what you and I are going through, it's going to matter when we get to heaven. It's going to matter. So how's it going to matter? You personally, listen, you by yourself will look at Christ in the face alone. You, and you, and you, and this one. The Bible says that you and I will appear before him, and the word implies not in a group. It won't be some Costco Rose Bowl stadium gathering. You're not going to get lost in the crowd that day. The believer will stand and look, and Jesus will look right back at you, at me. And the finished work of Christ will culminate in this moment.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. To learn more about this ministry or to catch up on some previous episodes, go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And now, let's get back to today's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Everything that you and I rise up to welcome as a fiery trial and difficulty of life because we're trusting Christ, with our marriage, with our school, with the issues, we rise up to meet it, not run from it, trusting Him. We understand that He's in the very nth degree involved in it. He's not distant, He's now. He's not far away, He's in it. And that my suffering in this short-term lived world is for a reason, that I'm being conformed more like Jesus is by suffering. That this is how it ends for us. Are you ready? You have to hear me out on this. Trust me here. Don't believe me, but trust me. You go search and see. Christian, in this life you have hardship. You jump up to greet it because you're trusting Christ. In that suffering, in following with Jesus through things, God, the Bible says, is going to reward you. Now watch, here's the first stumbling block. False humility says, oh, that's okay, I don't really need that. I just want to be in heaven. I don't need any rewards. Okay, knock it off. The Bible says He's going to reward you for your faithfulness to Him. And don't get all starry-eyed, it has nothing to do with you. God brings you through things because you're hanging on to Him, and He, as it were, keeps a record. You come to the end of your life and you stand before Jesus face to face, and the Bible says that He's going to reward you. And the Bible refers to this in the book of Revelation, where the 24 elders have their crowns. Have you ever heard of the band? By the way, it's very scriptural. There's a Christian band called Casting Crowns. Good name for a Christian band. Is this: the believer will come before Christ on the day of judgment, and all the things that God brought you through and you hung on to Him in this life, He's going to acknowledge you for that, and you're going to get crowns, as it were. And you're going to want them. You want them. Here's the reason why. At the end of the judgment, the Bible shows us that and represented in the 24 elders, it says that they appear before Christ and they fall down before the Lord and they cast their crowns before Him and give Him glory. So my question again is this: how close do you want to be to Jesus? Close enough to say, Lord, You love me. I'm Your beloved. You do in my life to the nth degree whatever You want. There's no reason for me to complain. There's no reason for me to gripe and to grumble. I'm going to trust You, God, with my life. You took away my sin. You can take care of the rest. And I'm going to live for Your glory, God. And when I die, the acknowledgement that You give to me for following You, Lord, I can't wait to just throw it back at You in praise and in adoration before the golden sea, the glassy sea before Your throne, and shout with the elders, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. This is why. Oh, I want Jesus. Oh, I want Jesus. Yes. Then listen, if you want Jesus, have Him as close as you possibly can have Him. God's word says to us, and we end with this, that when His glory is revealed, dear friends, it's over. Or should I say, for us, it's just beginning. Romans 8:18 says, for I consider the sufferings of this present time not to be worthy or not to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Excuse me, but Paul the Apostle is the one talking about this right now. Listen, people said, so you're Paul? You're the apostle that's shaken up the Roman Empire? Yeah. You know what? Arrest him. They arrested him. How many times? I mean, Paul has got a rap sheet a mile long. Can you imagine? Listen, Paul's criminal activity, you'd never hire him as a pastor. He wouldn't pass your background check. Did you know that? And then they stoned him numerous times. You know what? In fact, the Bible says they stoned him so efficiently that they thought he was dead and they left him outside the city. Look, anybody who is a professional stoner, not drug user, but stoner, not a pusher, but a stoner, who stones people, you know, they were a certain group of people. They were like the, I don't know, I'm old, the, you know, whoever the great pitchers are, the Kershaws of the day. Isn't that sick? Just line the guy up over there. We'll take care of him. And they knew when a man had been killed. The Bible says they stoned Paul. They thought he was dead. And the Bible says Paul stood up. I think Paul died. And God wasn't done with him. And so Paul was raised up by the Lord. He had more work to do. But Paul's a funny guy. He gets stoned by those guys. They leave him for dead. The Bible says Paul got back up and went back into the same town. Excuse me. Can you imagine? Those guys must have... The great Apostle Paul, the greatest convert to Christianity, the most influential human regarding Christianity in the history of man, was beat up all the time because he loved Jesus. Wow. Philippians 1:6. Be confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the day that Jesus Christ comes back. God's not going to stop. He's not going to stop on you. Almost done. Psalm 138, verse 8. The Lord will perfect or complete that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. That's awesome.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1. Thanks for spending some time with us today. You know, God loves hearing from you. He really does. What We Really Need When We Really Hurt, Part 1, is part of Pastor Jack's series called Anchored, A Study in 1 Peter. It's a series that takes us through the life and times of the Apostle Peter, whose love for Jesus Christ carried him through some great persecution, and whose compassion for others still inspires us today. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Jack here. First of all, I want to thank you for being part of the ministry. I know that you pray, just that alone. Lifting up this ministry and asking God for his favor is incredible. Thank you so much. Listen, I want to encourage you right now in the Christian community all around the world. There's the great debate all of a sudden. Is Israel for real? Should they really exist? Should a Jew be continued to be viewed as a Jew? Has the Bible now replaced Israel with the church? A lot of people are hurt. A lot of people are confused. And I want to encourage all of you, listen very carefully. I'm not only not bothered by this time that you and I are going through, I embrace it for this reason. Those who know the Word of God understand God's Word. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." And so I want you to know, don't get caught up in the podcast or in the streaming program of this and that, or that person's famous name or that other person's famous name. Well, they said, she said, he said. Don't do it. Get into the Bible more and more as you see these days becoming more confusing. Friend, please listen. If you do not, you will be swept away by the opinions of men. And the Bible warns us that much of that will be none other than the doctrines of demons and the propagation of evil spirits. Whenever there's confusion, whenever there's fear, God is not in that. So this is a word of encouragement to you. It's also a word of exhortation. Stick to the Bible, nothing but the Bible. So help us, God,
In fact, in light of that, let's all pray together. Father God, we ask you for the gift of discernment. Lord, that we would be a people who know the truth and that truth sets us free. Father, that we would walk in the light as you are in the light and that we maintain our fellowship with you. Lord, help us. We are all being distracted by the rhetoric and things of this life. So make us wise, give us discernment, and Lord God, we pray right now that your body, your true believer, wherever we are in the world, would experience your tremendous favor and grace and your great encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.